Hello. Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi. You are speaking to James here, calling you from the security team of Visa and MasterCard. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, this is just a verification call, is that? Did you authorize any overseas payment today for the holiday?
No.
Do you think apart from you, anyone else can do that behalf of you?
No.
Okay. Well, ma'am, the reason you are getting this call is because today morning, someone has tried to purchase iTunes gift card using your details, and those gift card should be hidden in USA. We found suspicious about that. That's the reason we are calling you to verify. So you haven't done any transaction like that, right?
No, none.
And recently, have you shared any of your personal information to anyone?
No.
Recently, have you connected any of your device to any Wi-Fi?
Yes.
You have connected to public Wi-Fi.
No, not public Wi-Fi. No, my own Wi-Fi.
Your own Wi-Fi. What exactly happened, ma'am? Somehow they have your information and they have tried to shift your mobile location to different place. That's the reason. I do believe you are not getting any email or messages regarding the transactions. Is that right?
Yes.
Exactly. I want to show you that IP address today, which we have detected today morning, that shows us US California, but you are in Australia right now. That makes us more suspicious. Do you got a Google on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Open up the Google and check for your IP address. You will see the location. And don't share or read out any of your information over the phone. You just have a look from your side, okay?
Yes.
And do you know how to do that?
Look at Google.
Google. Yeah, are you on the Google now?
Yes.
Okay, now in the Google, in the search box, type M-Y-M-Y.
Sorry, M?
M as in mother, then Y for yellow.
Yes.
My, then space.
Yes.
Then numeric 1, number 1. Then P as in Peter, my 1P, then space, address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address.
My numeric 1PY address.
My 1P, then space, address, then space, country.
My 1P address country.
Exactly. Search for that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see something comes up, IP address information?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, have a look over there, your IP address information, and you will see your IP address, then the location, country, everything you will see there. And does it show you Australia or somewhere else?
That's something in the United States.
Exactly. This is the thing which we have suspected today morning. And due to this, we have found suspicious about the transaction because they have shifted your IP location. Now, first of all, what we will do, we will go ahead and report this to the cybersecurity department. After that, we will help you to go ahead and cancel those transactions so that you will not end up losing any of your money. Now, in the middle where you can see my 1P address country, you have typed, wipe those letters out, delete those letters.
Yes.
Now type over there, A as an apple.
Yes.
Then C for Charlie.
Yes.
S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Then C as in Charlie again.
Yes.
Space Australia.
Yes.
Now search for it. ACSC, Australia Cyber Security Center. Now you will see there is a home page comes up, says ACSC government. Do you see that? ACSC home page, the government portal. Do you see that? Australia Cyber Security Center, ACSC home page, cyber.gov.au. scroll down the page, you will see, click on that. That is the government portal, that is the website from where you are getting this call, Australia Cyber Security Center. Now, do you see, once you open that, it comes up, protect your personal device and accounts.
I've got report a cyber crime, cyber security incident or vulnerability.
All right. You can see get alerts, new threats, then report a cyber crime or cyber security incident, become a partner, information security manual. Do you see those options?
I've got different options. I've got report a cyber crime, cyber security incident or vulnerability, general inquiry or feedback.
And scroll down the page, do you see top three things to protect yourself?
No, I don't have it on this page.
Okay. At the very top, what do you see?
At the very top, contact the ASPS.
Oh, no, you are in a I do believe you are on a different page. Go back.
Well,
go back and do you see again? It's the web page comes up. ACSC homepage cyber.gov.au. Do you see that?
It's the Australian Cyber Security Center.
Is that says? ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.au.
That doesn't say homepage.
It says, it doesn't say homepage. Only you can see the Australia Cyber Security page over there, right?
Australian Cyber Security,
Australian Cyber Security Center.
Yes.
The page. Now, in the middle, what do you see? Exactly. Now just scroll down the page. Scroll down the page. You will see it says top three things to protect yourself. Go down the page. You will see that.
Yes, okay.
Top three things to protect yourself, right? Now you can see there are three things it has given to for the all people of Australia, what they need to do to protect themselves. Now, do you see the first one says update your device to protect important information. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, what you need to do, always you need to update your device time by time to protect your important information. Now, in the second page, do you see it says protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication?
Yes.
Yeah, it means you need to have a security layers on your account or every personal information so that if anyone try to do anything, you will be getting an intimation that these things are happening so that you can be aware about that and you can cancel that. Now, in third, it says backup data regularly to the cloud or an external hard drive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it means you need to back up your data on a regular basis if you have external hard drive or in the cloud. Always you need to keep so that if you lose by chance any of your data, you will be getting from there, right? Now,
yes.
At the very top, do you see it says report in a box?
Back to the top.
Go to the top.
Report.
You will see
yes.
It says report.
Yes.
In a box. Click on that.
Yes.
As these things happened to you, you are reporting, we are helping you how you can report that. Now, once you click on report, do you see it says, what are you reporting on behalf of? Who are you reporting on behalf of?
Yes.
You can see that. And what is the first option you can see there?
An individual.
And the second option, do you see a business or an organization?
Yes.
And the third one says a government department or agency, right? Now, you need to select an individual because you are the individual person that has been targeted, right? So, click on an individual. Now, go down after selecting on that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see anything says individuals or families at the bottom?
Yes.
All right. And now, just go again. Go on the top, at the very top.
Yes.
As you have clicked on individual, a report has been generated under your name, and you'll be getting this email regarding that for the cancellation or removing them. Now, what we need to do, we need to first of all remove them from your IP address. We need to get back your IP address to Australia so that these things will never happen in future again. Now, on the Google, close everything and go back to your main screen where you can see all your applications. And the phone which you are using, ma'am, is an Apple phone or it's an Android phone?
Android
phone, okay. Now, go to the Play Store. What we will do, we will be go ahead and securely connecting you to the ACSC server. From there, these transactions will be cancelled. Now, go to the Play Store. You have the Play Store, right?
Yes.
Yeah, open up the Play Store. Now,
yes.
On the Play Store at the very top, do you see, say, search for apps and games?
Yes.
Now, just select over there and type over there, A as in Apple.
Yes.
N as in November.
Yes.
Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then D as in doctor.
Yes.
Then E as in Edward.
Any day.
Now, do you see a red logo comes up, says any desk, remote, desktop?
Any desk, remote, desktop, yes.
Exactly. Click on that. Now, once you click on that, you will be getting the option install. Click on install.
Yes.
And once it get installed, let me know. Is it installing now?
It's installing.
Okay.
Is it open?
Now once it, press open and you'll be getting your cancellation security number over there, says your address. If you see that, let me know. Now anything comes up after pressing open?
This
is
the tutorial.
Tutorial. Click on the anywhere in the middle.
Yes.
Now you will see says your address. There is an address shows you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, now if you have a piece of paper or pen, please write down that number. That is your cancellation security number. Please write it down in a piece of paper. Have you wrote it down?
Yes.
Okay, now help me out with that number, so I will be putting for the cancellation. So just help me out with the number.
493.
Just wait. Shortly you will be receiving it. 093 or 493? 493, right?
510.
510.
335.
335, okay. So I'm confirming you, it's 493-510-335, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you getting any security warning coming up to you? We are sending that so that you can aware about what exactly happening. Now, do you see security warning? It says, I trust this call.
Yes. It says
click
security
on that
warning.
Exactly. That is security. This security warning has been sent to you by us, so that in any case, what is happening to you, you can know about it. And this security warning message you should get earlier, but it was not coming up to you because the IP address has been changed by them. Now, did you click on I trust this call?
I haven't, but I will.
Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
And now once you click on that, again, you will see the same security warning. It says you I am aware of this risk. And another box, it says, don't show me this message again. Do you see that?
Yes.
Exactly. Now, click on the both check boxes and click on accept.
Yes.
And you will be getting the notification again from the ACSC Bank Security Server. And do you see again it says accept again or allow or okay?
Yes.
Click on the positive option or accept.
Yes.
Click on accept. Now, shortly you will see start now or start broadcasting. Click on start now if you see that.
Yes.
Okay, now press the home button. Go to your home button.
The home button. Where's the home button?
The middle button, by pressing which you can go to your main screen. Do you see at the very bottom there is a black line? You can swipe it up.
On top that, yes.
Got that. Now check all the applications you have and just let us know any applications is there which you don't know still there or you don't use still there. Just check for all the applications.
Yes, that's right. I've got both applications.
Yeah, every application. Have you checked every application?
I have to go into settings to do that.
Yeah, go to the settings. Then apps.
Yes.
Now scroll up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it asking for any permission?
No, it's not asking for any information.
No. Do you see anything that says apps?
Yeah, I'm going into apps.
Okay. And again, another thing which we have got, ma'am, from the department, that they have tried to log into the account from their device. So have you ever used any bank application into your device?
A bank application?
Yeah, any bank application or the application, the account which you have with any bank, have you ever opened that application in the phone, ever?
Probably, yes.
Yes, and when was the last time you have checked that?
Probably last week.
Last week.
Maybe.
And, okay, now... If you can, then check on the phone right now and have a check if you are missing any funds or not on the phone. And remember, ma'am, through this call, don't share or read any of the personal information of yours. Otherwise, this call will be disconnected. Okay?
Yes. I don't have the bank app. On this phone.
You don't have the application on this phone. Where do you check that your accounts? On any other devices or the same?
Yes, it's probably on the computer.
On the computer, okay. And which application have you used?
The only one I may have, but I can't even be sure, is Bank First.
It's a Bank First, right?
Yes.
Okay, just wait.
I don't think I've done that as an application, though.
Okay. This is what we have got, ma'am, because we were also suspecting there is another device which shows us as targeted, but we thought that the phone was targeted and your computer was also targeted. And we were finding which was the device. I told you. They have tried to log in or someone has tried to log in from any other devices. So that was your computer. And is your computer turned on right now?
No.
Oh, just turn it on because we don't need to do or we don't have any information over here on the phone. I want you to check on the computer, the IP address which has been changed or not. So once it's completely on, let me know.
What about an iPad?
You have an iPad as well and all are connected through the same Wi-Fi network?
Yes.
It might happen, ma'am. All are maybe they have taken control of. But don't worry. First of all, check on the computer. After that, we will check on the iPad. Go on to computer.
The computer will take a while to start up.
Oh, I understand. And the iPad. On the iPad also, you check your accounts online through any application or any website?
Yes, I do. On
you do. So don't go for the computer. Come to the iPad. After that, we will check for the computer.
You want me to turn the computer on?
If it's turning on, let it be on.
It's not on yet.
And come to the iPad.
Right,
on
the iPad.
I understand. Now, on the iPad, it's an Apple device, is that right?
Thank you, pardon?
It's an Apple device, right? It's from Apple.
Yes.
It's an Apple iPad.
Yes.
Do you have the App Store? Or Play Store? Which one do you have?
On the Apple, I have the Apple Store.
Okay, you have Apple Store, I understand. Now go on to Google, ma'am. I want you to go on to Safari. You have the Safari, right?
I have Safari, yes.
Yeah, Safari. You have that?
Yes.
Okay, on the Safari, go on to Google, google.com. The same thing that you need to search for the My 1P address country in the Google. And have a check, where does it shows the IP address? Are you on the Google now?
Yes, I'm on Google now.
In the Google site, my. No, it's my. My. My.
Yes.
Then space.
Yes.
Then P as in Peter.
Yes.
Then space address. And then space country.
Space country. My IP address, country.
Yeah, now do you see your IP address? Search, click on search, then you will have this information.
Again, it's the United States of America.
Exactly. You can see your IP, your iPad as well has been targeted. They have targeted every device, ma'am. And if my guess is not wrong, it might happen. Your computer also connected to the those people, and maybe you will get the same result in the computer as well. But no worries. First of all, do one thing. In the iPad, go to the App Store. Close this Google one and go to the App Store.
Yes, App Store.
On the App Store, again, search for the application AnyDesk. The same, AnyDesk application. You will see the AnyDesk remote, the fast remote desktop software, something says.
AnyDesk remote?
Exactly. Click on that, and if you see the option Get, click on Get.
Yes.
Now, have you clicked on install?
Yes, and it's opened.
Now, once it gets installed, click on open.
Yes.
And once again, you will see a security address for the cancellation. If you see that, let me know.
A number, yes.
Number, okay. Now, please note down that number in the paper. After that, please help me out with the number.
The number is 598.
598.
998.
Uh-huh.
30310.
310.
Yes.
After that? This would be nine numbers.
Nine numbers, yes. 598.
Uh-huh.
8310.
After 598, what are the next number? The next three numbers?
998.
998, okay. Just wait. And again, you will see the same security warning comes up, says, I trust this call. Click on I trust this call.
No, nothing comes up.
Okay, just wait. Just wait. Just wait, shortly it will come up, the security
okay.
warning.
Okay.
And do you see the same number again? It's 598.
998310.
Yes, I have. It's 598-998-310, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, shortly you will see... Just wait.
Okay.
Okay, now do you see any coming up says, I trust this call, the same option. Click on that.
Does any person would like to access your device?
Do you see anything? I am aware of. Click the both of them and click on accept. And these messages you should get earlier while they were trying to connect you, but these messages you didn't get over there. Now, did you click on both the options and did you click on accept?
No, I can't click on the second one.
Okay, only click the first one and click on accept.
Okay. Then it says,
now, do you see anything comes up, start now, or accept again, or start broadcast?
Accept.
Click on accept. And
yes.
Then you will see start broadcast, right?
Yes, screen broadcast.
Screen broadcast. And do you see anything says start now?
It says any desk and then start broadcast.
Start broadcast. Click on start broadcast. And now wait for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the connection has been established successfully. Now go back to your main screen and check all the applications. If you see any application that is unwanted, like you are not using, have a look. Go back to your main screen.
Yes, anything?
Now check all the applications you have one by one. Which one do you have that is not, like you are not using or it's downloaded automatically?
I don't have any that I haven't done.
All right. Now, securely log in into your account. Okay. Now, securely log in into your account and have a check over there. Any funds missing out from you or any unwanted transactions has been done behind you. And in the meanwhile, what I will do, I will transfer this call to my senior officer who will be guiding you to cancel these transactions. So shall I put your call on hold for a moment?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for holding the line. This is David Mitchell. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. Ma'am, I'm the senior manager, the security officer from the ACSC Australian department, and we are associated with the major bank of the Australia, like the ANZ, Westpac, Bank First, St. George, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you see if there is any transaction missing out from your account, ma'am? Can you see any funds are... getting out?
No, it's all the same as it was before.
Sam, all right. Because, ma'am, the current location of your IP address, those people are not allowing you to check those IP address because once the location will be showing you back in Australia, the gift card which was been tried to ordered by them, it might be get taken out. So Have you logged out from your account?
Yes.
Okay, once again, try to log in, ma'am. Once you log in, do let me know. And apart from these two devices, your iPad and your mobile phone, ma'am, you haven't tried to log into your net banking from any other device, right?
No, not into the bank, no.
All right, ma'am, not an issue. Well, once you do log in, let me know.
Okay.
Because, ma'am, what those people did, they have tried to order Apple iTunes gift card from a different website, and all the gift card was been transferred to a person named by James Richard. Do you know anyone by this name in the United States of America? That's the reason. We will be providing you the cancellation details. Now, on your account section, can you see any option says more? You can see more option where you can see all of your accounts. You can see any option there more.
In which account is this, are you talking about?
Which account have you logged into, ma'am, currently?
I'm logging in.
Log in and log out again and again, ma'am. Once you log in, don't try to close log in and log out, because these things might cause you problem, because those hackers are still getting access of your IP address, ma'am. So don't try to log in and log out again and again, okay? Once you log in, do let me know.
Yes, I'm
logging in. Okay, now, once you see, now, can you see all of your account page? Now, can you see any option says more? Says more?
Yes.
Click on that. Okay. Now, once you click on more, now you need to click on back. On the top, you can see any option says back, ma'am.
Yes, always back.
Okay. Now, the very first account which you can see, tap on that. The very first account.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, on this account, ma'am, can you see option says more? Click on more again.
Yes.
Okay. And with this bank first, ma'am, you got a debit card, right?
Yes.
Okay. Click on the back. Click on back again.
Yes.
Okay. Now back to your accounts where you can see all of your accounts, ma'am.
Yes.
And now, with the debit card that you got, ma'am, like your debit card is linked with your everyday account, right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right.
And I used it today.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
I used the debit card today.
You have used the debit card. And is it linked with your everyday account? The account which you got available of $4,000 something, ma'am, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you can log out from this account, ma'am. Log out. Don't log in right. Don't try to log in right now. Just log out. And close this application from the background. Close this page. Close this page.
Hello.
Are you on the Google? Yeah, close it.
I've closed it, yes.
Okay, now. Apart from the bank first, you do have any other account, ma'am?
I've got an ANZ credit card.
Okay, and you do internet banking with your ANZ credit card as well?
I have done, but not today.
Not today. Can you log in and check, ma'am, whether your ANZ is also safe, or because both the same account are used on the same network, on the same Wi-Fi, right, ma'am?
Yes.
So once you do log in to your ANZ, do let me know. Do you remember your login details of your ANZ, ma'am?
I'll send it to you somewhere.
Okay. And did you share it with anyone, ma'am? Have you shared it to anyone?
No.
All right. Once you log in, do let me know on your ANZ, okay? And with the ANZ, did you make any transaction today, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. That's the reason, ma'am, because we are detecting both of your account who have been targeted by those people. Okay?
I know where I used it. Is that any use to you?
All right, ma'am. Not an issue, ma'am. Make sure never ever share or read out your PIN numbers or your personal details to anyone, okay?
No, I didn't. And I didn't hand it to anybody else. I used it myself.
Okay. All right. Can you see? Go to your accounts.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you see your credit card, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now come down. Click on settings. Click on settings. Can you see settings on the option? Be on the bank page.
Oh, yes. Lost the settings. Sorry, yes.
All right. Tap on the settings.
Yep.
All right. Come down. Can you see my manage pay, change my pay, anyone limit? Click on that.
Sorry, on what?
Go up. Go up. You can see somewhere it says manage pay. Manage
pay.
Yeah,
yes.
Manage pay. Click on that.
Yes.
Okay, come down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, wait.
There's only two things there.
No, no. Oh, what can you see? Again, tap on the settings back again.
Yes.
Okay, can you see change my pay anyone limit? Click on that, change my pay anyone limit, and check what is your daily limit, ma'am, because we believe those hackers try to increase your daily limit. Go up. Go up. Go to the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you
no,
see change my pay one limit? Below that manage pay. You can see change. Yeah. Click on that.
Yes. I've done
that. All right. Wait. Now, you can see your daily limit is $5,000, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Again, click on the home. Tap on home.
Home as in the front of the computer.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Where you can see top, you can see payments. Where you can see option payments.
Payment.
You can see the home logo on the top. Go to the
yes.
top of the page. Beside the settings, click on payments.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and beside the payments, you can see a small home logo. Tap on that.
Yes.
Now, just wait. Don't do anything. Just hold over there. Just be on the middle page and be there. Okay, now just wait.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Now, you got your ANZ credit card with you, ma'am, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go to the top on your account page. Go to the top.
Yes.
Go to the up on your ANZ page. Go to the top of the page.
Here I am.
All right. Okay, now you can wait. What you need to do, you need to just wait. You need to just log out from your ANZ as well, ma'am. Log out.
Log there?
Yeah. Now, delete all the pages that are open up in background. Delete everything. Now we are going to proceed with the cancellation, ma'am.
Cancellation of what?
The gift card which has been ordered by those people.
Okay.
All right. And they have tried to target your Bank First card and your ANZ card as well, ma'am. Now, have you closed
yes.
everything from the background?
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, open up the Google Chrome. Open up the Chrome browser.
Yes.
Okay. Now, on the Chrome, ma'am, on the search, on the Google search, type there Apple gift card Woolworth.
Apple gift card?
Woolworth. After Apple, give a space, then gift, then space, then card, then Woolworth. W-O-O-L. Yeah, Apple, gift, card, space, card, Woolworth. W, type W-O-O-L, Woolworth. W-O-R-T-H.
W-O-R-T-H-S. Okay.
Now, search for that, ma'am. It Woolworths. Yes, can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Card? Ma'am, this is the website from where those people try to order multiple gift card while using your Bank First debit card, ma'am. So we are going to block the order that was been made so that those people who are based in United States of America, they will not be able to withdraw those funds, all right?
Yes.
Okay, now can you see Apple Entertainment All Gift Card, any option like that, ma'am? Click on that.
Yes.
And ma'am, I do believe one of my one of my colleagues you were speaking to with him before, he might made you a report, submit you a report on the ACSC portal, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, click on All Gift Cards. You can see on the top, All Gift Cards.
Yes.
All Gift Cards.
Yes.
Now, you can see, ma'am, the first option, you can see Wish.
Is the Woolworths word.
Yeah, the Wish one. You can see. No, the Wish. Can you see the Wish? The orange color logo there? Yeah.
Yes. Select that.
Yeah, select that, ma'am. Because this is the gift card. Those people are ordering this gift card, ma'am, while using your IP address and your information. So on this website, we are canceling your details, the account that those people have used while using your information. Come down.
Yes.
Scroll down. Scroll down. Now you can see it will ask you the quantity, how many gift card you want to cancel. Scroll up. Go up a little bit.
Yes, sorry.
All right. And make it 5. Click on the plus sign and make it 5.
Yes.
Okay. Now where you can see amount, the each gift card those people try to withdraw, ma'am, was $500. So you are canceling all the 5 gift card under your name. Select the amount 500. There will be an option also to select an amount bottom down. Yes. Now come down. Scroll the page down. Yes. Now click on add to cart. You are canceling this 5 gift card under your name, ma'am.
It says 5 gift card value now added to your shopping cart.
Yes.
But I don't want to add it.
Okay, you are not adding, ma'am. You are canceling this gift card, okay? Click on view shopping card because these things has been already done by those people when your IP address was checked by them. So you are canceling. The same procedure that you are doing is to block those transactions, ma'am. All right?
So the value is $2,500.
Yes. Now, you can see this money will be transferred back as your IP address was showing in United States. So once the IP address will be changed back to Australia, these funds might be get missing out. So before the IP address gets changed, what we are doing, we are blocking this amount under your card so that it cannot be withdrawn by them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now click on checkout. Can you see any option there, checkout?
Yes.
Click on that.
I don't go to remove all items first.
No, don't remove it. You are canceling, ma'am, because you will be getting an email about those canceling gift card, ma'am. Because if the email will be sent to those people, if those people receive the email, they will able to withdraw those transactions. So we don't want you them to receive those email. We want to receive the cancellation email to you because you are canceling the order, right?
Okay.
All right.
So now, check
put
out.
The details. Yeah, put the details there, email address, confirm email. And don't read out to me, ma'am. Just slowly, your email address, which is used on your this iPad.
Search order, nothing, I don't know. Phone number.
All right. Yeah, you can see the details which you know, ma'am. You need to just put that those details, ma'am.
The phone number?
Yeah, your phone number. You will be getting a cancellation code, a message as well, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Now go down, scroll the page down.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see those people have used your information for as a billing address. And much more information. So you need to type in for the cancellation again. And at this email address, the cancellation email will be coming up.
So I do the billing address and all?
Yeah, do that. What is the details asking you, ma'am?
So my name and address and email.
All right.
Email.
Because ma'am, these things might be involved in the near future. If they might repeat all the transaction, these things might be already got saved there. So what they will be do the next time, they will be just using your information and your email address to order this gift card. And we don't want them to withdraw this gift card because this gift card have a time limit, ma'am. Within 2 to 3 hours, this gift card can be withdrawn. So before 2 to 3 hours, we need to cancel it all of the gift card, okay?
Yes.
And ma'am, make sure whenever you visit for a shopping or a grocery, never ever share or read out any of your details to anyone. Now you can see
no,
the checkbox. Can you see the checkbox? I have read and agreed the terms and condition, the cancellation
yes.
procedure. Go down.
Yes.
Yeah. Now can you see the green box there says proceed with payment. Click on that.
Yes.
And wait. Don't do anything, ma'am. Do let me know if you see any page. What page can you see?
Payment, credit or debit card, pay now or pay in full.
This is the most important page, ma'am. This is the page as those people try to withdraw $2,500 from your card, from your bank first debit card. So we need to make you the cancellation on the same card, all right?
Yes.
So that the funds can be get back into that card and no funds can be withdrawn by anyone else apart from you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, select the option for credit or debit card. And do let me know the any. All right. Now, ma'am, don't read out any of your details. Just put the details over there. Have you got any of your cards, the bank first card with you?
Yes.
All right. Securely put the details. Don't read out. Just type in there. Once you put it down, do let me know. Okay?
Yes.
And you will be getting a code, ma'am, a cancellation code as well. Okay, come down. Now, can you see the green checkbox? It says pay. You are canceling this amount into your card, ma'am, today, right? So that those
okay.
people will not be able to use this amount while they are trying to redeem all this gift card. Now, click on that green and you will be getting a cancellation email message, ma'am. Wait. You can see you will be getting a message about the cancellation.
You're worried.
All right, ma'am, wait. This is the procedure of the cancellation. Now, can you see your mobile phone? You will be getting a code on your mobile phone, ma'am. Click on continue, a cancellation code. To as you are canceling this order, yes. Now, tap on that box and you have received a message. Come to your mobile phone, check you have got any message. Come on your mobile phone.
Yes, I have a message.
All right. Now you can see the code over there on your mobile. Put the code there, ma'am, and click on submit. The bottom, you can see there will be one-time password. Right.
Okay.
put the type in the code there. Don't make any mistake, ma'am, because it's for the one-time verification. Once you put the code, do let me know.
Yeah, put in the code.
All right. Have you put it correctly, ma'am? Not a single mistake, right?
I presume so. I can't see it.
All right. Click on submit. All right. Now go to your email, ma'am. Check your email. Go back. Can you see this is the confirmation for the cancellation of the email? Check your email now. Go open up your email. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Go to your email, ma'am. On your iPad, go to your email. On your iPad.
On your iPad. Okay. Do I need to get out of this?
No. Go. Are you on your mobile phone, ma'am?
I'm on my mobile phone, yes.
Okay.
Can
you see? Right now you are getting the email for the cancellation, right? Try to refresh your email.
Okay. Thank you for your order.
Yes. This is the messages that you should receive earlier, ma'am. Click on the back arrow and wait. You will be getting two more emails. Yes. This is the cancellation. All right, you will be getting one more email, ma'am, with the card details there. Tap on the back arrow. Okay, wait. Now try to refresh the email. Try to refresh your email. Refresh. Yes. Now one by one, go down. One by one, click on the view details. Go down on this email. Yes. Go down. Go down. Yeah. Can you see each and every gift card we have sent to you, ma'am, for the cancellation? Go down. Now, one by one, you have 5 gift cards. One by one, you need from the top. One by one, you need to click on view details. Go to the top. Yeah, the very first one, click on view details. Yes. This is the cancellation detail that you got, ma'am. Okay. Come down. Scroll down. Go down. More down. Wait. Be there, ma'am. Wait. Be there. Be there. Go up. Little bit up. More up. Wait. Go down. Scroll down. Wait. Be there. Okay. Now you can go to the next one. Press the back button. Go back to the email. Yeah. Click on the second one. View details. Yeah. Perfect. Now go down. Slowly. Up, go up, go down, slowly. Wait, ma'am. Okay, now you need to wait. Be on the same screen. Now again, go to the third one. Click on the third one, press the back button again on the top. Perfect. Now scroll, click on the third one from the bottom, from the top, third one. Yes. Come down, scroll down, go down, more down, more down, wait. Okay, now go to the fourth one, ma'am. The fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go down, go up, scroll down. Wait. Okay, now go to the last one, ma'am. The very last one. Yeah, perfect. Wait. Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to close everything. Close your email, ma'am, and back to your normal home screen. And what you need to do is wait. You need to just hold the line for a moment, ma'am, because as we have canceled a 5 gift card, we will be canceling the more gift card today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to just hold the line for a moment, okay? And I will be back to you as we have canceled up all those gift cards. So just be online for a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Just wait on the line. Now we are confirming your cancellation and shortly I'll be with you. Just wait. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Well, I just want to ask you one thing. We are getting again another notification that just you try to recall. Have you ever connected any of like your computer or iPad or phone to any public Wi-Fi? Just try to remember.
No.
You never connected, right, recently? Any public
no.
Wi-Fi? Okay.
No.
Okay. Just wait. Okay, just wait. Okay, ma'am, as we are talking to you from a long time right now, those hackers are trying to trace this call to know what exactly happening. So what we need to do now, I need to hang up the call and I'll call you back right now, right away. And please pick up the phone. So you just hang up from your side, I'm calling you right now, right away.